This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Lee, I got a tweet for you.
Okay, in. What do you got?
Ivan in Monrovia. So since you watched Truman Show yesterday, or at least part of it. So in the movie, Jim Carrey freaks out when his fake wife does an ad read. So when you hear Trav make radio ads, does it trigger you at all?
Yeah, I start because he does stuff where out of nowhere, he'll say in and out and he'll look into the camera. Yeah. And I'm like, we were just literally talking about something else, Trav.
It's what a hamburger's all about.
He does that. So that throws me off big time.
By the
way, when Taylor starts doing reads out of nowhere, that's when I'm like, yeah, this thing is.
That, look, we take, what do we have in our show? We have we have 12 segments a show, right? So we have 11 breaks. That's the best break we've ever had in our life. Because as I was walking out, Berg hands me an envelope from In-N-Out.
Yeah.
And there's a couple of gift cards in there. I'm pretty excited. Have you gone through it and counted them out the way that I did immediately after I got it?
Of course you do.
I'm going to be in it eating. Emily hooked me up with a fantastic Christmas gift, little In-N-Out related Christmas gift. So
by the way, it's a really good gift.
It's perfect. It was perfect.
It's a really good gift.
It's exactly on brand and everything else. But
also, you need to wear the hat that I got you because I think it's perfect.
Yeah. Hat's off.
It's an In-N-Out hat.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Oh, I got Alan in it.
Sorry, I should have said
Alan.
I'm like, I'm like, oh my gosh, did I forget that you? I'm like, you gave me socks.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, no, the hat's on. That's on.
Give me the hat.
No. Stop looking at me.
I'll wear the hat. I'm. You know what? There's a 60-40 chance I hit it on the way home. Now it's like one of those things. It wasn't front of mind, and now it is. And now I'm gonna. And by the way, it's 11 o'clock. I'm a little hungry.
God is talking to you. He's
I botched
telling you
my
to go.
Oatmeal this morning, so I'm a little hungry.
How did you botch oatmeal?
I don't know, but I did.
The milk?
No. So I put the water in the little cup, right? It's the Quaker instant oatmeal or whatever it is. Put it up to the line, like they say. Nuked it for the amount of time that you're supposed to nuke it for, and it came out and it was like soupy and not very good, and so I just ate the blueberries instead.
Well, oatmeal is to me at all times, but I don't know.
There's a sweet spot for it. So, but I blew oatmeal, Al. I know how to do a steak, but I can't make instant oatmeal. That's the point of my life that I've gotten to.
Oh, that's what I was going to ask Mike. I'll ask him tonight.
What's that?
He's I think from what I know, he likes cooking. I was going to ask him his favorite dish that he likes cooking. He's a steak guy, so I'm sure he's a steak. You know, they go to all these cities.
I know.
And he doesn't leave the hotel. So a lot of, I'm not kidding.
I'm well aware.
So, and they're so different because John, the moment they land, it sounds like he wants to, okay, hey, I'm in this city. I want to go to this restaurant. I want to go to this. I want to go to that. Michael, the moment they land.
Locks the door.
Lay the towels down in the hotel room. But he just goes down to the lobby. It's like every hotel that they stay at.
Yes.
Has great restaurants, steakhouses, wine selection, the whole thing.
Everything that you would want are the places that they're staying at. That's how you know you're in the right spot.
Yeah.
That you walk in there and you're like, oh, that's Morton's in the lobby?
Yeah, I know.
That's a good spot to be in. It's connected to Fleming's or Ruth Chris? Yeah, it's a pretty good spot.
TGI Fridays in the hotel?
Sure.
I'll take it.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
I'll take it.
You want some potato skins? 2 a.m.? That's right, your spot exactly. To go to. Not a bad way to do it.
So I have a question for you guys, and I don't know if you guys get this question. We'll see. So... I've been contemplating getting bangs for a bit, and you know I feel like I need
as well. By the way,
exactly. Mm-hmm. I feel like I need a change. You know, this is I'm at my quarter life crisis. So, is there any way to
tell
get
me more
bangs?
Quarter life? You're counting on 100 years?
Who knows?
Wow.
Who knows? But who is there any way to get bangs where it isn't a crisis? So I feel like every girl gets bangs when they like go through a breakup, if they're like trying to find themselves or whatever. Mm-hmm. Is there any way that I can get bangs where it's not a crisis?
Emily, I want to tell you something. And I've been wanting to tell you this.
Right.
You do you. Okay. And if you want some damn bangs, you get some bangs. And it has nothing to do with what's going on in your life. It has nothing to do with,
I love
when people are walking out and they just hear us and Alan's breaking down bangs. They're probably like, what's going on over there? Get some damn bangs, okay? There's some people in life that don't have, I want to grow a mullet. I can't do that.
Well, yeah, you could.
Should I get a mullet too?
Maybe
you
I
could
can.
Grow.
Yeah, maybe.
You wouldn't have to cut the front.
Let me go back.
Just grow in the back.
I want to get a perm. I want to get a perm.
Little more challenging.
Just can't do that. I want a fro. Can't do that. I want Dr. J's fro back in the 80s.
Get the back half of it.
That's what I want. So I can't do that. So if that's what you want to do, damn it, just get it and don't worry about anybody else paying. It has nothing to do with what's going on in your life.
I have to worry about my forehead size. My forehead's a little small. I don't know. These are things I think about at night.
Women think about a lot of stuff that you and I don't think about. Let me start.
Well, we think about stupid things as well.
For sure. Are you going through a crisis?
I don't think so, but it's maybe like one of those things that's like a signal that maybe you are. So it's like we were talking about, like a Subway, getting Subway as a sandwich, that's a crisis meal. And then getting bangs, that's another crisis thing.
No. So like, I'll tell you what it is. Sometimes you want some change. You want to do something a little bit different. That's not a crisis.
I've worn my hair the same way, essentially, like since I was
that's
in
not a
high
crisis.
School. I was like, maybe I need...
It kind of is.
No, it's not.
I think it is.
When you do the same thing...
Because it's a dramatic change. Like if she showed up with bangs... If I showed up
she
one day...
She shaved her head, it's dramatic.
Well, she's not going to do that. But I'm saying if I had Taylor's hair, right? Which
yep.
I really would like to have your hair, if we're being honest. And I just showed up one day and it shaved it down to what you have. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, drive, everything all right? It wouldn't just be, I cut my hair super short. Something's going on.
All right, let's say I started growing a beard.
That's a little bit of a slower process. It's not just in a day where you take, like if you had a beard and you took it off, it would be a, hey, why'd you shave the beard? Beard takes a while to grow out.
It's not crisis.
It's the quick, that's why I'm asking. I'm asking her.
Crisis is she comes in tomorrow and says, I quit my job and I'm moving to Peru.
You're going from
not
no
bangs.
Crisis to a 10 out of 10. These are incremental steps. You don't have to have like liver failure to say, hey, I'm not feeling very good.
I have
a cold.
I like an eight-step process. It's like an eight-step process.
So, yeah, if I come in tomorrow and I have a Subway sandwich, like, yeah, sorry, they don't sponsor us, I don't think. So like that would be something that signal. So should I test it out? Should I get clip-in bangs?
Is that a thing that exists?
Yes, you can get clip-in bangs.
You do that. do it like a little batting practice on clip-in bangs for a few days and see how you feel.
Okay, here's when a girl wants to, she's going to change the color of her hair, right? Or she's going to go from, she's got long hair, now she's going short.
Yeah.
Is that crisis or is that?
No, so going from long to short is not as big of a deal. It's not as big of a deal. So going from long to short, it's a change. But it signals a different part of your
life. If Susan showed up with her hair cut off, I would say, hey,
yeah,
everything all right?
But what do you mean cut? Like if you have...
Susan has relatively long hair.
Mm-hmm.
If she showed up with...
What if she wanted to have her hair?
If she showed up in like a bob, I would be like, hey, I'm happy with whatever you want to do, but we good?
Especially
like,
since
this is not like I've seen Lady Sleeve a handful of times. If she showed up with really short, like Dorothy Hamill hair, you wouldn't
not,
be worried.
I'm not saying that.
I'm not saying take an inch off. I'm saying take from over your shoulders to above your ears, so you look like Peter Pan. That would look a little weird and would be shocking.
I encourage change.
I also was given this advice from my roommate who says, like, your 20s is for bad haircuts. Your 20s is for figuring out a haircut that works for you, and so maybe try to do a weird haircut or something that's not normal. But I'm also
okay. That
like,
sounds more crisis. that explanation's more crisis.
He doesn't
to
get
me.
The best advice.
It's you should get the glue on ones or whatever they're called.
Clip on
ones. You should use glue. Go to Home Depot. Go to the glue aisle. Get a nice epoxy, like a Gorilla Glue.
Oh my God!
And
do
just
like,
tape them right.
Do
the front.
Like Danny DeVito in Matilda when he glues his hat to his head and then he can't get it off. Yeah, that's what I'm gonna do with my clip-on.
I'm gonna bring Elmer's tomorrow. Bring some glue.
So weigh on Twitter. Am I in a crisis mode right now?
I think you're all right. If you don't feel like that, you think you might be. Maybe you.
Yeah, if that question comes
bit,
up. Yeah, if you're asking the question, that's a little different.
I said to her, "Are you in a crisis?" She goes, "I don't think so." The answer wasn't no. I'm not. Okay? I'm just saying, just think twice. There has to be a filter on Snapchat or something where you can give yourself that haircut.
And I look good with bangs. So like when I was also, when I was a kid, I had bangs. And I think almost every kid has bangs. A lot of kids have bangs. I looked great in bangs when I was a kid. So I'm just like, I don't know what I want to do.
I think bangs are coming back.
I know. Bang talk, guys.
I think you're right. I didn't know anything about it, but now that you're telling me that it is.
That was good, Taylor.
He already did it.
That was good. This time it
Sleely listens the second time
for some reason it had a much more impact on me.
I just realized something. That sometimes when I will say things and I'll look and Taylor's laughing and Emily's laughing, I look at you and it's just, it's not that you don't think it's funny. It's that you literally have not heard what I said. I'm just going to say everything twice.
I'm selective with my,
I'm just going to,
when I'm thinking, I'm not hearing. I can't do both.
We got a tweet from Crypto where he says, it's not too late, Travis. If you swap Ask Sleigh for Ask Michael, you may have a shot at the Mandy Award. Showbiz is cutthroat.
I don't think that Al would have any objection to it.
There's literally no problem
there. You'd be 100% on board with that. All right, let's do a little Lakers on the other side and talk about the Genie quote, the Rob quote, and what it means for them as they approach the trade deadline, because it's, 3 weeks? It's right around the corner. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Okay, so we got a tweet from Biggie who says, any possibility we can get clip on bangs on Sleigh? My question is, what do they clip on to for you?
His eyebrows.
Yeah. My forehead. My forehead.
You clip them to your eyebrows out and then you flip them up. Instead of have them hang down, we'll starch them and
I'll look
just
so pretty.
Straight up.
I'll look so pretty.
I think we do blonde or red too. Like, because you're darkly complected, you have black hair.
Yeah.
Then I think we go to something totally off the board.
Yeah, no, like, I'm so in. Sounds
Why
such
not?
A good idea.
Mason shaved his eyebrow. You should do it.
Shave yours.
I'm never going to do it.
I'm with you on that.
Clip on bangs for your eyebrows.
That ain't happening.
New fad.
Glue. I'm sticking with my glue trend. I think that's the way to do it. What did Genie say?
So we're talking about the February 9th trade deadline. Lakers going to do anything. And I'm going to read this quote. This is before the season started. All right. LeBron had signed his extension. I want to say this was the timing. I want him to feel confident in the team, that we have the pieces to win a championship. I want to make sure that he's happy. There's a quote on Media Day, Pelinka. I'm going to read this from Dave. Dave, I put this out this back in the day. Let me be clear. LeBron committed to our organization. We're going to commit to him, including those picks, to see him to the finish line. He emphasizes that you only get one shot to trade the picks. He's talking about the picks and how obviously critical they are. February 9th is going to come before we know it. I don't know if the Lakers are going to do anything. I can tell you right now, the asking price to do something is higher than you probably thought in the offseason, just because no teams are really selling. There aren't that many players available.
Right.
For me, you cannot... Listen, if Anthony Davis comes back and he's just not healthy and AD is just out and he misses more significant time, then that's a different topic. That's a different story. But if LeBron James, Anthony Davis, and Russ are there starting February 1st, or starting that first week of February, and you're kind of in the mix that you're in now, you can't not make the playoffs this year. You can't. You just can't. You can't have LeBron, Anthony Davis, and Russell Westbrook in 2 years in a row not make the playoffs. It's clear what the Lakers need. They don't have to go out there and go make a blockbuster move. You need a shooter. You need a wing. And you could accomplish that all with one player, or you can maybe accomplish it with two players, but I think you could accomplish it with one. They have to add that. I don't think if you add that, I think you're going to, you know, you'll have your ceiling. Hey, Anthony Davis has got to be healthy. Bron's got to be playing as good as he does. Russ has got to continue contributing off the bench that he is. These role players got to do their thing. You don't have to go make a blockbuster move, but I think they need to address that. I don't know what the asking price is going to be.
That's the question.
And the Brian Windhorst, I think the Lakers are a play in term. You want to play it? Go ahead.
The real threshold of this Lakers team is probably to make the play-in. And if Anthony Davis comes back, and look, he's working out before games, he looks like he's getting closer, they're going to have a chance to make the play-in. And LeBron playing this way and making the play-in, I know that everybody wants to see that star on the court, and I know everybody wants to count how many rings LeBron has. He's having a great season. The Lakers are hanging in there.
That's fine if you want to, if the play-in tournament, you make the play-in tournament. But I'm talking about you got to be in the playoffs. I'm talking about when the dust settles, you have to have a 7-game set. You have to. Trav, what's the point of doing what you're doing? What's the point of Bron's on the team for the next couple of years? What's the point of Anthony Davis on the team? You already don't have your pick this year that's going to go to the Pelicans. You got the pick swaps. You're going to get the later pick. If you think, and I get it, I understand it, you want to give up all your compensation 5 years down the road for a player that you don't think is going to be a complete game changer, but if you don't address what is clear and obvious that the Lakers need right now, and you're basically walking in February 9th and you don't make any move, and that ends up costing you a chance to make the playoffs, forget the play-in tournament. I get the play-in tournament. But I'm talking about a real 7-game set. Mm-hmm. 2 years in a row, not having those guys in the mix to just roll the dice and say, let's see what they can do. If you can't even do that, I kind of go back to this, then what are we doing?
Well, I think there's two things here. Number one, and you mentioned it, is what is the cost? If it's inexpensive, sure. If it's relatively cheap to do what you're suggesting to do, to get the player.
Which it probably won't be.
It probably won't be. Mm-hmm. So that I don't think it's as easy. Well, you got to do it. No, you don't, because that brings up the second thing. If the cost is to the point where I'm giving up, what, they have two first-round picks in the next 5 years or whatever it is?
27 and 29.
27 and 29, mm-hmm. So even longer than that, right? It's 23, and we're talking 27 and 29 mm-hmm. picks. I don't know about that, because there is no player that's out there that's likely to be moved that they're going to get that's going to take them from a team that's in the kind of the middle of the play-in pack, lower half of the Western Conference pack, from like take it from 12 to 6, right? That's 6-team, 7-team group that all of a sudden puts you in the top 4 group. That all of a sudden means that, okay, we got a real chance to go do something. I don't agree with you when you're like, well, they have to make the playoffs. It'd be nice if they can. If they can do it at a relatively modest price, sure. But I'm not willing to go spend a bunch of money to get marginally better. I've been saying this to you for weeks. To get into the first, let's say you get in. Let's say you're the 7th or the 8th seed, and you go play Denver, and you lose in the first round, and you give up 2 picks to do that? What? Okay, is that a successful season because you got in the playoffs? I don't think it is.
I don't even think it's about defining a successful season or not. It's about having those guys in that tournament.
Why?
You got to have those guys in the
tournament. Why?
What's the point of the season that we're having? What's the point of it?
The point of it is to
win. You have LeBron and Anthony Davis and Russell Westbrook.
The point is to win NBA championships if you're the Lakers. Full stop. That's it. Nothing else is a success, right? If you're the Lakers, you play for championships. What do they have, 16, 17, something like that? That's what they play for. They don't play to get into the playoffs. And if you're going to tell me that you're going to go spend the one thing that you have and give yourself virtually no better odds, maybe incrementally. I go from a 1% chance to a 9% chance, okay? I don't want to do that to just extend what we're doing already longer, right? This has been a few years, 2 years, three years? This is the third year post-championship, right? Third season post-championship. I don't want to do this for 6 more years. I'd rather do this for 2 more years. I'd rather do this for another year or two or maybe 3. But this idea that, well, we got into the 8th seed in 2023 because we had to get in the playoffs, that doesn't make any sense to me.
I think you, no question about it, have to give LeBron, Anthony Davis, and Russell Westbrook a shot at making the postseason.
You did. You gave it to them for 2 full seasons, and they didn't do it.
So you're going to sit here with the roster that you have today and not make the playoffs, not try to improve your team by February 9th. I'm not okay with letting Bron and Anthony Davis not in the postseason. Sure.
Why, Al? Why?
I'll tell you why.
They didn't make it last year.
Yeah.
They didn't make it. They got in, but they got thumped in the first round.
I'll tell
round.
You why.
Why?
I don't understand why. Because there's nobody in the West. You just said Denver Nuggets. Lakers are 2-2 against the Nuggets this year. There's no one in the West that you're looking at saying that they are an unbelievable opponent.
What I'm saying is they could easily lose that series.
Yeah.
Boom, you're out.
But they could also win that series. So why not give those two guys a chance to get in the tournament?
No, I'm not seeing it like that at all. I'm not seeing it like that at all. This is, I'm putting new wheels on a car that's really old, and there's no chance that I'm going to win the race, I'm not doing
it. If AD's not healthy, it's not a conversation. AD's got to be healthy. And I don't know.
He's back, what, end of the month, best case scenario?
I say best case scenario.
Okay, that gives you a week before the trade deadline. You're going to have a good, because there's going to be a ramp-up time. There's going to be some time to figure out what exactly it is you have.
It gives you a week, but I think more importantly, you're going to know by the time AD, is he still having pain? Does he have any type of setback? The timing is not pretty, right? It's not like he's coming back and he's got 3 weeks. It's not like you have 3 weeks. I just don't look at the Western Conference. If the Lakers were most of these other franchises that are in the mix, where it's like, look, if I'm the Pelicans, I'm not trying to go in all right. I got all these young players. If I'm the San Antonio Spurs, I'm not trying to win. I'm trying to go get a pick. Lakers are kind of in this middle ground where they're so dependent on being healthy.
But what you're saying, and hold on a second, you're talking about that middle ground, and I agree with you. They're in the bottom half of the middle, right? I mean, that's where they are. The plan that you're saying could potentially leave you there much, much longer. And for
worth the risk.
And for a return
to me, it's worth the risk. It's worth the risk.
Yeah, that's where we disagree. That you're willing to risk a whole heck of a lot.
Well, I'm not saying
you're
not
that guy that bet $1 million to win 11 grand.
I'm not saying go give up your two first rounders for Bogdanović. No one is saying that.
This is what I'm saying. But you just said yourself, there aren't a ton of really impactful guys that are available for a reasonable price. You're going to have to pay.
So the market's going to tell you this. If by the time you get to that point, I think the Lakers, as constructed, if they're healthy, they're going to make the playoffs. I do believe that.
I think it's close. I think it's a probably, but it's not a slam dunk.
It's not a slam dunk, but just hypothetically, if you're in the play-in and you got Utah or Portland or Oklahoma City, I think they'll get into that top eight. But what I'm trying to do is I think what it will come down to is their health. If they're not healthy, then it's not a conversation. But what I don't want the Lakers to run into is February 9th passes, and there's quotes from Jeannie and Rob saying, we're going to do what we need to do. LeBron is here. And LeBron signed that extension for 2 more years after this year. And you're sitting there kind of, all right, well, they gave just a little bit more to go get that player. The market's going to tell you make a deal or don't, but if you have to spend a little bit more because you're competing with another team that wants that player.
Depends on the player, depends on the cost.
I don't want to see the Lakers. They got to get in a 7-game set and roll the dice with LeBron and Anthony Davis.
I don't feel like that at all. If they can get a guy like DeMar DeRozan, for instance. Okay, now you have my attention. That is a difference-making player. But if you're talking nibbling on the edges and it's expensive, I don't mind nibbling on the edges and it's inexpensive, fine, whatever. You don't want to trade my two nickels for your dime? Great. Fine, whatever. We can do that. But I'm not spending real assets, first-round picks, on something that's going to take me from maybe to probably a little bit better than maybe. That seems like a really bad plan.
There is no one in the West. Don't get me wrong. I think Memphis is legit.
But Al,
I think Denver is legit. I think they're legit teams.
But I think you're skipping over an important part, which is you're right. There is nobody good. But even when nobody's good, the Lakers are still well under 500. That's thinking that all of a sudden we'll add this and all of a sudden it will be a lot better than that. Even with a bunch of average teams, they're still way on the back.
But
half
what is the circumstances this year? Since they started 2-10, they played a lot better basketball. And then AD's out 16 games. They're 8-8. I'm not telling you that the Lakers are going to go beat the Bucks, the Celtics, or any of these teams. What I'm telling you is that I've seen enough to think they could compete with these teams in the Western Conference. They can't not have a shot at going up against any of these teams.
Paul in Huntington Beach. Paul, you're on with Travis Slee. What's up, Paul? Paul.
There we go. Hey, good to talk to you guys. Yeah, man. Hey, appreciate it. Listen, usually check in baseball season, but this is fascinating. The Lakers, man, they made a deal with the devil. It's kind of like the damn Yankees thing. They're stuck with LeBron. They're stuck with what they have. And at this point, they're the freaking Lakers, dude. They do not compete to go and, like, maybe get to the Western Conference Finals if everything goes right and the stars align. They're the freaking Lakers. And they need to be positioning themselves to win championships. And the truth of the matter is, they threw in with LeBron, and the organization is stuck. And they're not anywhere near close to being a championship-caliber team. So what do you do now? You continue to further on mediocrity? It's exhausting to watch this brand, this team, be mediocre for this long. I don't care who it is. And by the way, if you're winning championships with guys not named LeBron, you're still winning championships, and that's who the Lakers are. Anyway, man, it is what it is. Spring training's almost here. See ya.
Thank you, Paul. We're blowing up in Huntington Beach, Slee. Let's go to Jacob in HB. Jacob, you're on with Trav and Slee. What's up?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Great.
Hey, so listen. So, I mean, basically what you got to do is you got to look at, like, what's happened to LeBron every time he's left the team. Look at the Heat. Look at the Cavs. Both of them are slowly recovering. The Heat a little bit quicker than the Cavs. But the economy tanks when LeBron leaves. So what do you want to do? I know it's radio, but it's the left and right hand going up and down. What do you want to do? Do you want to give up the picks and go for now, or do you want to wait? So, I don't know. What do you guys think?
Well, Jacob, I think that the organization has already made that decision, right, Trav? That they are trying to win today. They are. So that's, if you're already, you just committed to Bron a couple more years, right? He's going to be here. Anthony Davis is going to be on the squad for a couple more years. They've committed to trying to win right now. So mm-hmm. when people say that you can't give up those assets or whatever the case is, I understand that. But they literally are committed for the next couple of years with these guys. Mm-hmm. And if they decide after this season, you know what? Screw it. It's over. That chapter is done. That championship that we got a couple years ago, we got the most that we can of it. Got. Then I understand from their rebuilding.
Yeah, I'm not ready to say Anthony Davis is back. I'm not ready to say that you're right.
No, you can't say that.
Well, we got him for two more years, but what if it's two more years of the last 2 years? Then what are we building around? And look, as amazing
as LeBron... We wouldn't be surprised if it was two years.
No, and as amazing as LeBron has been and is, I mean, at some point, right, he's not.
Of course.
And so it feels like you're building a foundation, or at least attempting to build a foundation on one and a half things. LeBron's probably going to be pretty damn good again next year. I would bank on that. The Anthony Davis part of it is so unpredictable. It's so unpredictable that we got, what was it, a month or 3 weeks of really high-quality Anthony Davis play. Other than that, it's been 2 years of him constantly being in and out of the lineup. Like I said to you a million times, I'm going to just assume that's normal until it's not normal anymore. It's still normal. We got these guys. Yeah, but what are they going to be? LeBron, probably pretty good bet he's going to be awesome. AD, I don't know.
So that's the only thing I'm going to go back to. In my opinion, it's got to be one or the other, and it can't be in the middle. You're either AD and Bron are on this team right now, and anything we can do to try to improve our chances, or, hey, you know what? This season ends. Let's blow the whole thing up, and we'll figure it out as we go. It's got to be one or the other.
Factor Cap coming up next. It's Trav and Slee, 710 ESPN.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Two things, guys. So I asked Amanda if it's a crisis, if I get bangs or not. She says, it's not a crisis. Sometimes people just want change. So maybe that's that. And I think also wanting change is a little bit of a crisis. Two, Momo texted us. And also, she's mad about your green bubbles, Alan. So
did you read the other part or no?
No, I've read all of it. Yeah? I just think that
you're going to share that part or just the bubbles?
Just the bubbles.
And the bubbles are the only interesting part to me.
Yeah, I mean, basically what she was saying was... She agrees more with me than with Travis. Well, you could have read that part,
well,
too.
She does agree more with you than me, but that doesn't mean that she's right. And the second part is...
Well, I'm just telling you that she agrees more with me.
But she also said it depends on the price, which is what I said multiple times. She said it's not going to take both players or picks.
And listen, if a bad deal is there, don't go make a bad deal, but you got to do everything you can to get in the playoffs with LeBron, Anthony Davis, and Russ.
That's what you said.
They need to be in the playoffs.
Yeah. We'll see.
They need to be in the playoffs.
They can make a trade and not make the playoffs, too. That's the other part that would be the worst outcome. The worst outcome is you make a deal and you still
agree or disagree with this. And this is a big if. I'm not trying to make – if they're healthy, they're going to be in the playoffs. Agree with that?
I think it's likely that they are.
I think it's likely to.
But it's not a slam dunk. It isn't. We've seen them do weird you-know-what.
True.
It's not a slam dunk.
True. But I would take my chances if they're healthy that you say, hey, you got to put money one way or the other. I'm putting money that they're in.
Anthony Davis's health, you feel good about that?
No.
No.
No, I don't.
Yeah. And that's the second most important thing behind LeBron.
You might even say the first, the most important thing.
All right, from one basketball team to another, this video is making the rounds yesterday of these young kids. I would say probably 10 years old. Is that what you say, Travis, how old they were?
Maybe a little younger. I would have guessed 8.
Yeah, 8 years old ish. They were just a little showboating. They were confident.
They were
in
watching Patrick Beverly and Russ over the last 3 months.
Yeah, they did the whole. They sunk a three, and he did a three to the temple. He did the too short.
The too short was my favorite. They're 8. Everybody's short.
All right. So is this okay from third graders, Travis, Dr. Kapp?
Yeah, because it was relatively harmless. I've tried very hard to not be get off my lawn guy when it comes to sports. I kind of want to try to move through it. I like bat flips. I like struts around the bases, all these things. If someone wants to hold their follow through on a three, even if they're 8 years old, I don't have a problem with it. It was kind of funny when the one kid who was bigger than the others, but still very small, was giving the you're too short thing. That was hilarious to me. It's funny because I don't even think they know exactly what it is they're doing other than they've seen it on TV, which I absolutely love. I have no problem with it at all.
Okay, I'm going to ask you this. I'm going to go cap on this one. If you were coaching a basketball team with 8-year-olds and they were doing it, are you encouraging them? Are you stopping them? Because when I was at Kennedy Rec, I think the age was literally 8 to 14 was like what we would coach. If my kids that I'm coaching are doing this and getting
that
the other, and getting the other guy's
double
face.
Arm flex.
I'm telling them, like, fellas, I don't want to piss off the other parents. I don't want to piss off the other kids. Like, let's tame it down here a little bit. I'm being honest. That's personally what I would do.
I believe you when you say that. Mm-hmm. But it's not. You guys are looking at sportsmanship through the prism of a long time ago. That me flexing when I hit a three is just me being fired up about me. It's not me disrespecting the opponent.
Well, he's looking at the other guy going like this.
That one's a little different. That one's a little different. But
it's literally Pat Bev.
It's not for me. I'm not going to do it, but I don't have any problem with someone else doing it.
Taylor?
Fact, yeah, I like this a lot. It's not bragging if you can do it, right? I used to do this when I was a kid, you know, practicing behind the back pass or a fancy move or something like that. It's basketball. It's supposed to be fun.
But when you did it, did you give him one of these? You should give him one of those right there.
It was just me in the backyard playing by myself, so.
the one kid who's maybe 4 feet tall and about 65 pounds, when he does this flex, when he does like, the bodybuilder flex, it's terrific. I love it.
It's great. So Trevor Lawrence, in his press conference yesterday, talked about his Waffle House order, and he said that what he got that night when he went after the game was he got Texas bacon cheesesteak, which is essentially Texas toast and a bacon cheesesteak in the middle, and then he got hash browns with cheese and then a pecan waffle. So this is a quality order from Waffle House. Alan, Patrick Kapp.
Fact. It was kind of funny, and I was mentioning this. I think the last time I went to like a Waffle House is Roscoe's, right? Chicken and waffles there. I kind of love, and I don't know if you guys do this at a restaurant or not. Do you ever look at the waiter, waitress, and say, what do you think? What would
not
you
at
order?
Waffle House.
Also, the difference between Roscoe's and Waffle House is Roscoe's has waffles. It's a house with waffles. Yeah. This is a Waffle House. Mm.
I'm still going fact.
Yeah, I there's nothing at a Waffle House, Denny's, IHOP, Norm's. It's all kind of, right? You're getting some carb in whether it's pancake or potato form. You're
going to
get
syrup.
Some sort of pork that's bacon or sausage or a ham steak, and you're going to get some eggs. This is the menu at all of these places. It's all exactly the same, so it's a perfectly fine Waffle House order.
Taylor?
Fact, it sounds like a delicious order. Only thing I would change is the pecan waffle. I think I'd get some blueberries, strawberries, not the pecan.
Pecans, kind of like with a little maple syrup and pecans, that's a pretty good
combination. I've never had it, so maybe I should try it.
Pretty good combination.
I'm not a big pecan person, but, you know.
You're from the South. You have to. And by the way, you should say pecan, by the way.
I know, but
I'm
just was mirroring you guys. So, yeah, I would probably say pecan if I just read it really quickly. But I think I had, like, a reaction to it when I was a kid, and then, like, it kind of turned me off forever against pecans.
Very creamy.
We've all, I don't know if we've all seen it, but they're, egg prices are kind of crazy nowadays. So, like, some places it's the normal price, but other places it's, like, three times as much. It's kind of crazy. So my house kind of jokingly was like, maybe we should get a chicken. Like, you know, we get our own chicken in the backyard. We have
you don't get a rooster.
Eggs. Yeah, roosters are illegal. Chickens are not. You can build a coop. It could be like a little house.
I know a guy that can get you a rooster. It's a black market.
So, he saw a rooster this morning walking down the street.
East of Inglewood. On the sidewalk, there's just a rooster.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Right, so my house should get a chicken. Taylor, fact or cap?
Fact, absolutely. It seems like everybody else in LA is doing it. Just grab one.
You know, did you have chickens on your farm, Taylor?
We did not, no.
You did not. Because are chickens hard to take care of?
No, it's just to deal with the factory farming. I mean, a single farmer has to have a lot of chickens to compete, so it just didn't make sense.
Chicken lays one egg a day, right?
So yeah.
I think that's what it is. It's hard to get ahead of the game.
You gotta get on his leg.
I can't even. I got to wait 4 days to make an omelet? It seems counterproductive.
I've watched it on Survivor. They always get chickens, and so that's why I was in my head, too. But Travis, Patrick Cap.
Yeah, I kind of want you to get one. I want to hear Emily's adventures with the chickens. I think that would be amazing. Yeah, I'll shoot. If you will actually get it, I'll buy you a chicken.
Might have to watch out for the cat, though, yeah. Emily.
We do have feral cats in our neighborhood. But so
well,
we
you
had
keep
to get
it in a coop, right?
Yeah, we had to get a coop, and we had to build it. Yeah,
it's the market right now for a chicken.
I don't know, right?
Inflation. Yeah,
I'd like to take back what I said previously. We need to price chickens before I say I'll buy one.
Fact as well. I think it's probably going to be more work than you think. My sister and her husband, they had, I think it was like at one point 10 chickens, something like that. And it was awesome. It's great. You got the kids or find the chickens incredibly fascinating, but they're getting eggs all the time. But it's going to be some work, but I think you should do it.
All right, last one, guys. So my two friends, they're engaged, but they went this weekend to IKEA, kind of do some registry stuff. They also took their mom because their mom just bought a new house here in Southern California, and so they're helping her get new furniture. But they were telling me about how kind of unbearable it is to go to IKEA with both their mom and together. So IKEA is the worst store to go with someone else. Travis, Patrick Hatt.
Well, you just hit like the hat trick of things that are miserable to do. Go shopping with someone else. Right? Because everybody's got their own rhythm and speed and the way they want to do it. Like when I go shopping, I know exactly what I want. I walk in, I take it off the shelf, I walk, I pay for it, and I leave. That's it. Quick. Going to IKEA is a whole thing in and of itself, which is miserable because there's no way out. Once you're in, you got to go all the way through. Even if there are meatballs at the end, it's not worth it. And then the last part is you're going with one of these, it's the mother-in-law to one or the other of them, right? Never. Mother-in-law, IKEA, and shopping? No, hard pass. Cap.
Al?
IKEA, the worst store to have to go with someone else. I'll go cap on this one. I'd rather be at IKEA than like a department store. I don't go to like Macy's with somebody or
but
go
IKEA,
to...
But IKEA you get lost in because it's such the weird maze you can't go back.
You can't go back.
But I have more interest in walking around IKEA than I do just clothes. Like I have zero interest in clothes. I hate going to the mall. I hate trying to shop and to go shop with somebody else that might say, "Hey, I have some interest over there."
Exactly.
It's like, "Hey, can you stand by the fitting room? I want to show you."
But it's the same thing in IKEA, right? Like you're looking, I don't know, you're looking at bookshelves and they want to go look at dressers. It's
I'll
like
sit on a couch for
but
I'll sit
the
on
same
the lazy
thing
boy
if
for,
you're in, if you're in cologne at Macy's and they're over at Pants or what, it's all the same.
All of it sounds bad. Let's put it that way.
Taylor?
I think like a Michael's or a Hobby Lobby are worse just because those hobby stores, they have like a certain smell to them, like the candles that nobody buys.
Or pine cones.
Yeah, exactly. Those are disgusting.
My mom keeps pine cones in her car, and the scent of these pine cones is so overwhelming. I get in the car, and I'm like,
she
mom.
Does it as like a natural air freshener kind of situation?
Yes.
Great idea.
And she's like, oh, I just keep forgetting that they're here. I'm like, mom, how do you forget? This smell is so strong anyway.
Well, what do they say? If you have like a pet, a dog or something like that.
You lose track of it.
Yeah. You don't have the smell. Somebody else walks in and is like, what the hell?
You know what I saw somebody do the other day for their car? Because I got in, I'm like, you could smell it, but it was actually kind of pleasant because it was very mild. And I asked, bar of soap. Like you just kind of, don't unwrap it or anything, just put a bar of soap like in one of those side pockets and the car smelled like clean. It was awesome. I'm going to go put a bottle
you have
of
just zest all
lava.
On your...
Just a flat from Costco, like 20 bars. Just put it under the hood, let it melt onto the engine.
It's not a big deal, guys. Not a big deal.
We've got some phone calls still we want to get to. 877-710-ESPN. Plus, What do the Niners do with quarterback after this season? They got three good options. That's coming up next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.
Sephora stores are everywhere you are, so just pop in when you need a brown lip to match your 90s playlist, a confidence boost before your interview, or a last-minute gift for mom's birthday. There's always a Sephora near you. Just pop in. Use our store locator to find your local Sephora or Sephora at Kohl's.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Brandon Staley talking to the media this morning. We'll hear from him coming up in just a little bit. I thought he gave a pretty good answer to the question about, hey, what do you tell people about what you just did? And we've been talking about it for a couple of years now. Mm-hmm. It was a good answer. It's not completely satisfying, but I think it's the best answer you could have for that. We'll have it for you
tonight. I have not heard it, and I want to hear it blind on this one. And there is a lot of curiosity what that exit interview was going to look like. And there's also no surprise that he's still the coach of the Chargers. You and I talked about that on Monday. And it's just kind of – we did not think what Dean Spano should have done, he would have done. You want to be a real player in L.A.? I forget the whole L.A. thing. It's going to take a long time for them to be a player in L.A. if that ever happens. Do you want to do what's in the best interest of your organization and have to spend a lot of money to accomplish it or not? And we think that he wasn't going to do it, and looks like it's going to be that way.
It was a good answer. We'll have it for you in just a second. Let's try another phone call here. Let's go to Los Angeles and Nick. Nick, you're on with Travis Slee. What's up, Nick?
Hey, guys. Good morning. How you guys doing?
Good, man. Nick. Thank you.
Hey, big ups to Travis, UCSB, class of 98, brother.
Olé.
Gauchos. That's what's up.
Yep.
Maybe we're hanging out in Ivy around the same time, baby. I don't know.
What class were you?
98.
Yeah, I'm a little bit older than you, brother. I was out in 94, so we might have missed each other.
Yeah, okay, all right. But back before they squashed our Halloween party, man.
Okay, real quick, and people that are gauchos or longtime Southern Cubs, Al, you probably know this too. Were people still falling off the cliff on DP on Halloween when you were there?
Somebody actually did travel. I was there, someone fell off.
Happens every year.
That's pretty sad.
It's a pretty cool spot.
Yeah, it's pretty gnarly, you know. You got a bunch of drunk people, you know, shrooming, high on acid on the side of a cliff there, partying on DP. And, you know, nothing can go wrong.
Nope. Oh my gosh!
Olé, 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 olé! What do you got for us, Nick?
Hey, man, I got to tell you guys, you know, the league is wide open, first of all, and there's I gotta say something, guys. You know, the media in this town has really not covered the Lakers objectively in over a decade, and I can go on a diatribe about that. I mean, this goes back to the Chris Paul trade that was overturned, and that same year, if you recall, there was a CBA. The NBA had a CBA that was a lockout. All right, there was a lockout. And the league changed the rules, all right? They changed the rules in part, I think, looking back on it, in major part, due to Shaquille O'Neal and players isolating down the block. But what I want to say is with the change in the rules as they are, all you need is just one dynamic player, and you're alive in a tournament. I mean, there's no runaway team like there was in the 80s and 90s and the early 2000s. Everybody's got a shot if you're in the playoffs. So if you got to, I understand, Travis, that Anthony Davis' health is a question mark. We all understand that. But if we can pencil in that hypothetical, there's no reason why this Laker team can't be really, you know, the scariest team going into the playoffs. And they do need a shooter. And I would definitely give up picks for someone like Bogdanovich, you know. A laser lights out shooter. That's all they need. That's all they need, man. They got the defense. And defense wins championships. They play with heart. They play with D. And, you know, they got the leaders. They got LeBron who's playing out of his mind. There's no reason why they can't win a ring. And I've been a fan for 40 years, and I'm a diehard Laker fan, and I believe they got a legit shot to make a run here, guys.
Nick, thanks, appreciate Nick. Appreciate the call. So
go Gauchos.
I will say this. I'll say that I think the point of they got a shot, they're in the mix. Okay. You go look at their record, they're 20-24. So it's really difficult to say that and kind of have a straight face about it.
Sure.
That they're 20-24. Look a little bit more into the details. Every time I do the pregame show and we're taking on a team from the opposing side and I bring on one of their beat writers, it's the Sixers guy, it's the Dallas guy, I always ask, what's your view of the Lakers?
Mm-hmm.
We're too close to it. So on an outsider, what is your view on the Lakers? Whether it's the Denver guy, whether it's this. Yeah, if they're healthy, there's a lot of teams in the Western Conference that would sit back and say, did we really draw the Lakers in the first round? They would much more prefer, let me get an inexperienced Kings team that hasn't been to the playoffs in a while. Let me get this matchup, that matchup. I would not be making this case or this argument that they're in the hunt, that they still have a shot in the Western Conference, if I didn't see moments this year with Anthony Davis, without Anthony Davis, where I thought to myself that they can hang against a lot of these teams in the West.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even want to pay attention to the East. It's, you know, you get to the finals, that's a different topic, it's a different conversation.
And if you get that far, you really are, it's a crapshoot at that point. That if you get to the point where you got to beat Boston or Philly or Milwaukee, you've obviously figured some stuff out.
Right, you must have done something. So that's what has sold me personally on, no, February 9th comes along if you can improve the roster. I'm not saying hijack your entire future. I'm just saying you have these guys on your team. There's a reason why they're on there. And to just not accept isn't the right word, to just not give them a chance in a 7-game set, to me, wouldn't that then just trigger, then blow the whole thing up?
But yes, it would. But my point, I guess, Al, is this whole idea of in the mix, right? That there are a bunch of teams, like you look at Dallas, they're 3 games over .500. Sacramento's 6 games over. The Clippers are even. The Golden State Warriors are even. They're not even there. Like, they're still below. And I understand what you're talking about with the extenuating circumstances, with injuries and everything else. But you've said this before. Anthony Davis, LeBron James, and Russell Westbrook, right? Mm-hmm. If that isn't good enough to get you into the playoffs, then what are we doing? That if you need to add that fourth guy, that you know, role player that plays defense or shoots threes,
yeah,
or, you know, whatever the need may be at any given time, if Anthony Davis, LeBron James, and Russell Westbrook still are in 13th place, or they get AD back and they move from 13th to 10th or whatever it might be.
Yeah.
You're still not that. Right. Mm-hmm. And so to get the next guy, though, well, now we're, it's like, I don't, that just doesn't make sense to me. That
for what?
If those three guys aren't good enough to get you into the middle, at least, right, to get you into the 4-7, then I don't know if adding another guy to go from 13th into the 4-7 is really that big of a difference. I don't see it like that. You're making average slightly better than average. Now, if they get Anthony Davis back and it looks really good, it's a different conversation. That is, hey, listen, these three guys do fit together. It is working out. Anthony Davis is healthy, but we haven't seen that yet.
Well, can I ask you this? If they got Anthony Davis back and he's healthy,
yeah,
and they're looking like, remember, they had
you already know what I'm gonna say.
But they had a 4-week stretch where they were playing good basketball.
They did.
They had a 4-week stretch where they should have beat Philly. They should have beat Boston. Lost. Yeah. AD misses a free throw.
Yep.
AD was being talked about as maybe the best player in the league again. All mm-hmm. that stuff. You had that moment. And then AD went down. So I don't think it's unrealistic. Like, when I look at the standings, I get, here's the Lakers in 13th. But if I look at the actual teams,
yeah,
Dallas doesn't scare me.
I agree with that.
Those teams don't
but
scare me.
Your jump-off point is you're taking that 4-week window as the thing that will happen moving forward, as opposed to the 2-year window where it hasn't. That's mm-hmm. my objection is as simple as that. That the 4 weeks where he was really good, and he was. I'm not. There's no quality. He was terrific.
Yep.
But it was a 4-week window when mm-hmm. you have a 2-year. And by the way, the 4-week window ended for the same reason it always ends. So, he got hurt again.
So are you saying then, is your argument, I don't have faith Anthony Davis is going to be healthy, do not make a move. Is it fair to say that?
That's part of, it's one of many reasons not to make a move, in my opinion. It's near the top, but it's one of many. I can't count on you. You haven't given me a reason to believe that I can count on you to be, not that you're not good enough. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying, I don't know if you're going to be here. We finally got to the point 3-4 weeks in where it's like, you know what? Man, does that guy, like, okay, all right, let's start to think about, and then bam, it happened again.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's fault. It just, he gets hurt a lot. Mm-hmm. It's just, it is what it is, and I'm not going to just assume that, okay, that's going to go away. It's more likely to not go away than it is.
It may
that's
not.
That's part of the potion.
It may not go away, and there's no way of predicting that. Or you could say, I have a 2-week span or a 2-year span right. here that I have enough data to tell me one way or the other. I just, ultimately, at the end of the day, you put these two guys together and...
But again, the two guys together, like if I said to you right now, you have to pick. Anthony Davis comes back in a month and is great, or Anthony Davis comes back in a month and we're still kind of in and out of the lineup. There's good days, there's bad days. He has a little of this, he's got a little of that, and he's just kind of all over the place. If you had to bet everything you own on one of those two things?
Is he's healthy?
He's healthy and full A-plus Anthony Davis, or he's what we've seen for the last 2 years or so?
If you're talking just performance, I would say he's great performance. If you're talking health, I think then I go back to the 2 years.
They're impossible. We'll continue the conversation. Plus, we got Brandon Staley for you when we come back. I actually liked his answer. I didn't think I'd be saying that today. It's coming up next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.